Let it be blessed forever. It shall be blessed forever. It deserves to be blessed forever, and we hope to be forever blessing it. This is a quote coming to you from Matthew Henry. In this broadcast, we are continuing the theme of resolutions in our new series entitled In the Beginning Was the Word. In this particular broadcast, we will cover the new subject of praising the Lord as we deal with resolution number 31 as found in Psalm 54:6, which says, I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Now, before getting into this message, I want us to take a few minutes at this time and look at the words, the name of God. Now, we sing songs about the name of God. We're familiar with the Psalms where David said, I will praise the name of God. I'll praise the name of the Lord. I will sing praises to your name. But do we really understand what's behind these words? What does it really entail? And I want us just to take a few minutes to look at some of the things that these words entail, the name of God. First of all, the name of God is often put for the person of God himself. For example, if you see the words, I will praise the name of God, what it's saying actually is, I will praise you, God. I will praise you, Lord. Okay, also the name of God is put for the character that he has established for himself by his mighty deeds. And we can see that character displayed when we look at the children of Israel being delivered out of Egypt. The character of God is so established there by his mighty acts, his mighty deeds. Also, the name of God frequently denotes his attributes, which include his traits, characteristics, or qualities. It also denotes his providence, which is his divine superintendence over things. It denotes his operations, his works, miracles, actions, undertakings. It also denotes his properties or abilities. So you see, there's so much involved in these words, the name of God. But it also frequently denotes his great and glorious nature, the display of himself, the demonstration, manifestation, revelation, or unfolding of himself. There's so much behind those words, the name of God. So when you sing about the name of God or you read about it, remember all that it involves, it entails. Now, at this time, I also want to interject this thought. All the knowledge that we have of God arises from the knowledge of his name. He has given himself sundry names whereby we might know not only what he is in himself, but especially what he is to us. And from this knowledge of the name of God arises confidence in prayer. So, in other words, the more we know of his name, the more we know of his goodness, his mercy, his truth, his power, his wisdom, his justice, the more boldly we will pray unto him. How important it is that we have a knowledge of the name of God. It affects our prayer life. It also affects our praise. Okay, now come with me to Psalm 45:17. We want to look at this verse of scripture. It says, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Now this is a promise from God to his son, Jesus the Messiah. God is promising the Messiah. He is declaring, making a declaration to him. And he is saying this: I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. God is promising, I will cause your name, your fame, your character, your person to be remembered in all generations. The Father has given Jesus a name above every name. But here he's promising to make that name perpetual. And the way he will do it, the means by which he will cause this name to be celebrated in all future ages, is through the praises of the people. Listen to what the treasury of David had to say. The fame of Messiah is not left to human guardianship. The Eternal guarantees it, and his promise never fails. All down the ages, the memories of Gethsemane and Calvary shall glow with inextinguishable light, nor shall the lapse of time, the smoke of error, or the malice of hell be able to dim the glory of the Redeemer's fame. Oh, I like those last words. Nor shall the malice of hell be able to dim the glory of the Redeemer's fame. Then the Barnes note said this: thy praise will never cease to be celebrated. The time will never come on earth when that praise will die away. And in all the eternity beyond the termination of this world's history, there never will arrive a period when thy name will not be honored and when thy praises shall cease to be sung. And the reason for that is the promise that God gave to the Messiah in Psalm 45:17, where he said, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. When we go over to Psalm 48:10, this is a psalm written for the sons of Korah. And it seems as though they had an understanding, a revelation of this promise that God gave to Jesus the Messiah. Listen to what they wrote in verse 10. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. In other words, what's being said here is, as far as your name is known, it will be praised. Or it could be said this way: the effect of knowing your name will be to inspire praise. And all places where your name will be heard of, men will praise you when they hear of your marvelous works. Then we go over to Psalm 83:18. And this is written by Asaph, and it seems that he had a revelation of this promise that God gave to the Messiah. Listen to what he wrote in Psalm 83:18, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Notice those words, that men may know, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, that men may know your name is Jehovah. Okay, so this is the name Jehovah, the special name, the grand name by which God chose to be known. But I want us to go over to Isaiah 42:8 for a minute so we can get a clearer understanding of the name Jehovah. Here God is speaking, Isaiah 42:8, and he said, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. I am the Lord. Now you will notice, oftentimes in the Old Testament, the word Lord is all in capital letters. That is the Hebrew name Jehovah. Here the Lord said, I am the Lord, that is my name. The Hebrew, the proper name is Jehovah. That is my name, Jehovah. And I am the being that exists. I am the self-existent, independent, eternal God. I am not dependent on anyone else for my existence. I am self-existent, independent of others. I'm the eternal God. I am the being that exists. I have all being in and of myself, and I am the one that gives being to all creatures. But also implied in that name, Jehovah, is this, the fact that he can and will fulfill all his promises. So when we're talking about the name Jehovah, we're talking about God's distinguishing and incommunicable name, indicating his essential being and immutable faithfulness. So Asaph said that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah. He was referring to the name of God there, the name Jehovah, that men would know the name of God, who this God was, Jehovah. Then we go over to Psalm 113, verse 3, and here is David. And by his words, it seems that he as well had a revelation of the promise that God gave to Messiah in Psalm 45:17, when he said, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Listen to what David said here in Psalm 113:3. He said, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. What he was saying was that from the farthest east to the farthest west, in all places, at all times, because it's always day somewhere. The sun is rising somewhere. So in all places, at all times, under all circumstances, under various conditions, and we see this by the progress of the sun, because at the sunrise, you have a little bit of light. The sun, the noonday sun is very bright. The sun rising is becoming dark. This is typifying the conditions of life. Okay, so whether it be in the business of day, in family affairs, in the vicissitudes of the day, which would be either prosperity or adversity, in the transactions of government. David said, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord's name ought to be praised. It's worthy of universal praise. All people in the East and the West, everywhere, should praise and adore that name. Now, it sure sounds like David had an understanding, a revelation of that promise that God gave to Messiah, where he said, I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. And it was as if David, he in response to that promise, he said, O God, in my generation, here am I, Lord, I will make this possible. I'm going to cause your name to be remembered in my generation. through my praise. I am going to do this. I'm resolved that I will be one of those that will help to make your name to be remembered in my generation. And we see that resolve in Psalm 54:6. He said, I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Notice his resolve, his determination, made up mind. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Not only is your name great, but it is good. Then we see that resolve in Psalm 69:30. I will praise the name of God with a song. I'm going to praise God himself, the name of God or God himself. And the way I will do it is with my song. With my song. Then in Psalm 138, verse 2, he says, I will praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. The main part of David's worship was praise. The great object of his praise was the name of God. But in this particular psalm, what was shining through so conspicuously through that name were two of God's highest attributes, his loving kindness and his truth. And David mentions these attributes throughout the book of Psalms. They're coupled together. He said, I will praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. What he meant by loving kindness, it includes his favor, love, goodness, grace, tender mercies. And when he mentioned truth, he was referring to God's faithfulness and making good his promises. I will praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Then in Psalm 145, verse 2, he said, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Okay, so we see in Psalm 45:17, God made the promise to David, God made the promise to the Messiah. He said, I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. But this is really interesting because in Acts 13:26, it says of David, for David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God. How did he serve his own generation? Well, can I suggest here that one of the ways that he served his generation was to make the name of God to be remembered by his praises. He was going to serve his generation by making God's name, Jesus' name, the Messiah's name, to be remembered in his generation through his praise. That's why he said, I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Okay, we see that David seemingly had a revelation of Psalm 45:17, the promise given to Messiah that his name would be remembered in all generations. David served his own generation by carrying on the fame of Messiah through the praise of his name. But I want to ask you today, what about you? Will you serve your own generation by causing Jesus' name, Messiah's name, to be remembered through your praise of his name. Now, in closing, let's go back to our opening quote once again, only this time where it had the word it. We're going to insert the name of God to which it was referring. Let's see what it says now. Let the name of God be blessed forever. The name of God shall be blessed forever. The name of God deserves to be blessed forever. And we hope to be forever blessing the name of God. And that is how you must serve your own generation today. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of resolutions as found in the book of Psalms. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will carry out God's mandate and serve your generation by praising the name of Jesus at all times and in every place so that he is forever honored among the people. In his name I pray, amen.